This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. So the next question is, if a son lives with his mother only, does he still have to provide his wife her own house? Like I said, these are just pointers. Generally speaking, you know, that's something to discuss before marriage, right? So if there is a woman, an elderly mother, for example, she has only one son or who lives with her, and there's a house that's big enough, right? Then obviously when you're getting married, that's something to discuss. That's for you to put forward to your prospective bride and say, I would like us to live in my mum's house, okay? And now it's up to the bride whether she wants to accept that or not, right? And these are things to be discussed before marriage, you know, not after marriage. These are things to be discussed before marriage. But generally speaking, I know because my father, you know, he advises a lot of people on marriage, and he's on the Islamic Sharia Council here in the UK. I know that one of the advices he always gives, because unfortunately this can be a cause for friction, right? When basically a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law live in the same house. I'm not saying it's always like that. I know cases where it works. It's worked out beautifully, and they've obviously had excellent communication, and they've managed to make it work, right? However, when there is friction, or if it seems that girls are not willing to accept that, then I know that one of the things my father obviously often advises is that at a minimum, if the husband can provide a room, a bedroom, in other words, and a separate bathroom and kitchen, that would be ideal. Okay. Why is that? Why is that? It's just in our experience, okay, that when a woman gets married, she wants to be the Rabbatul Bayt, you know. I don't know if you understand the phrase Rabbatul Bayt. In Arabic, it means like the queen of the house, the head of the house. She wants to be the woman of the house, you know, the lady of the house. And when there's already a lady of the house, okay, what can happen is that some sisters feel a lack of autonomy, you know. And I know of cases where it's almost as though the couple have never had any privacy because of obviously the way it's set up, okay. So obviously the setup needs to be, you know, make it amenable as possible to make things work out. And in our experience, one of the ways to do that is for the wife to at least have a bedroom and a separate bathroom and kitchen. Otherwise, obviously, all of these things can be negotiated. They can be negotiated. Some wives might not mind, you know, they might like the idea that there's a more responsible lady in the house, you know. But these are things to negotiate before marriage so that people's expectations are realistic, you know. And just as a piece of advice, giving the wife autonomy, giving her space to have privacy, you know, that is something that Islam requires. You know, she should be able to have privacy. And the norm is that she should have separate Like, and separate, that's, this is what I mean by separate. Separate doesn't necessarily mean a separate building. But the norm is that she it's good if she has separate room and at least bathroom and kitchen facilities. But if that's not possible, you know, if there's this beautiful big house, I don't know, and there's only one kitchen and there's, you know, the shared facilities, at least she should have her own bedroom. But, and these things should be discussed beforehand. But as a piece of advice, the more autonomy you can give, probably the better it's going to be, you know. And that's just from experience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Of course, from the girl's point of view, any sisters, I would say to sisters, you know, think carefully, you know. There are positives to, you know, there are potential positives to also living with, you know. And you have to kind of empathize with a brother like that, right? If he has his only mother, I mean, he's the only son, or, you know, he has an elder mother, it actually shows that he has very good characteristics that he wants to take care of his mother as well, right? But you might want to have a look at what kind of relationship the son and mother have, you know? It's not too, it's a healthy relationship, okay? Yeah, but it's something that shouldn't be written off. You know, it shouldn't be written off. I know lots of cases where it has worked out very well. And it's obviously because the adults were mature enough to have good communication. The mother-in-law wasn't a very interfering person, you know, usually. And the husband balanced the two relationships, kept them separate, you know, respected his mother, but at the same time honored his wife, and gave his wife space.